Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, yay, here we are again from Studio B, and it's roasty toasty here in Detroit City, and it's Detroit, it's not Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of everybody that mispronounced Detroit.
Detroit? Especially when you,
Detroit. Yeah, but that's cool. That wins.
Yeah.
Anything that was in Hockey Night in Canada, you win. But I mean, anything else on ESPN that screws up the word Detroit, it's Detroit, friends. It's not like Dallas, you know?
Damn ESPN. They screw up everything.
True. They do. But we're so glad that you're here. You didn't screw up by listening to the sports authorities. And we are here today, commercial free, tonight only.
Damn it.
Yeah, there you go.
We tried to call up the law firm down the street. And they said, nah, we'll take a recheck.
We'll sue. Anyways, we are here, and we're telling it like it is, because we can.
Even if it is,
and we will.
Yeah, you betcha we will. Boy, we're going to talk about Royal Oak again. No, we're not. Anyways.
We got the real feet
yeah,
right here.
All the restaurants in Royal Oak are closing up because they can't get their damn parking straight.
You know what I really love is the mayor.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, yeah, well, your food sucks. And people wouldn't walk a mile for that. Wouldn't walk a block for that. And it's like, wow. Dude, here. If you can't see it on the mic, but I have two middle fingers up when I hear Royal Oak.
Yeah, I know, there's really six middle fingers.
I mean, I can imagine his re-election slogan. Screw him.
Yeah, I got it. When did Royal Oak become so hoity? Who are you? I mean, the emperor wears no clothes. You got a shitty downtown. I mean, you don't even want to drive that because people are darting in front of you. Hopefully the mayor. I mean, here's the brilliance. You knock down parking. You put up office building because you want to diversify. It has space for 700 jobs, but you made a parking spot for 511. Math problem here, anybody? You know, all your restaurants down there, especially at Main Street or Washington or something, are those places that where you have like a little piece of food for like $95, and they put like that little spritz over the top of it, and you're supposed to give it the golf clap. Oh, brilliant food.
This
this is
so
delicious.
Marvelous.
Right.
It's marvelous.
Oh. And the little piece of parsley.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. And that's to make you feel, I'm not sure what. I mean, the parsley is bigger than the goddamn thing that you're eating, that you ordered.
And the parsley actually tastes better sometimes, too.
Amen, brother. Yeah, it looks more like, and you can identify it. Okay, this is parsley. What the hell is this?
Is this what I ordered?
Yeah, really. Is this
can I see the menu again?
Can I see the chef? Dude, can you see what I ordered? I don't want to go into a restaurant, pay $90 and come out hungry.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, $90 at White Castle. Oh my God. You know, I mean, you better get out, Mr. Whiffle.
Fart. Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna fart for a month after that.
Think of the methane.
Where's the
You might pay the next day, but at least you know you ate something.
I know, really. You might as well make sure that, you know, you're gonna die anyway, so eat something you like, you know? Just do dumb things. You might as well. We're not going to get out of this alive. You know, so what are we waiting for? So we're going to be a healthy 92-year-old?
Like Mr. Flip your wig, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Look how far I went, and I screwed up all these teams. But I shit regularly. Oh my. I have to change my depend. That's how I make my So I make my decisions on contracts.
Next.
There you go. That was a duel, so I'll give him $100 million.
Bring in the next one.
There's the next signing. Got a crankcase for me in there? There you go. The one with those little jalapenos. Oh, I love them things. Oh, there we go. Here's another $100,000 for somebody. Hey, boy. It's a jackpot.
Where's the jackpot?
Boris, where's the jackpot?
Yeah, jackpot.
Yeah, there you go,
Boris.
Here it is. There's the Whopper. God, yeah. Thank God that guy is gone. But yet, his son is no better.
No.
You know, in any of that stuff. And talking about better, we are better because we are authorities here. And not experts.
No, we're not phony experts. We are the real deal.
We don't have fake news here. And what's not also fake is our super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny. How you doing?
I'm doing well, John, and I hope everyone out there is staying cool.
That's true, too. And somebody who's always cool. Look at those. Honest to God, we're talking about this off. Look how fucking dark your hand is. I mean, you're almost like primate. I mean, that's dark, dude. And as dark as he comes, he's black all over, if you know what I mean, ladies. Our sport director here at CKIW, Mark Milichak. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny.
Dark, but not crinkly.
That's dark. Yeah, Jesus God, man.
And not crinkly.
How do you not wrinkle like that? I mean, with all that sun, you know, you should be looking like you're 90. Oh, well, ladies, think of the tan line this guy's got. Makes you look longer, too, by the way.
Ah, there you go, ladies. There you go, ladies.
I got the bear from the Muppets. Ah! Where did he come from? Is it like those two old guys up there? Hey! They suck, and so does the bear. Ah! Good man, you. All right. Second down.
There you go.
All right, so let us talk about sports today because that's what we're here to do.
Did we wrap up all the intro? Or
I'm not sure. Let's see. We don't have the FCCA. That's right. So we do follow the DMCA, and the language gets a little salty.
It never does.
And if you don't like it, go to hell.
That's right. Bite me. What else have we got? Let's see. We're not authorities. We have not rehearsed either, by the way.
And we have high standards.
Clearly, it shows. But
very high standards.
Yes, we do. We have higher standards than anything that's at Jimmy John's Field or in Royal Oak. We hate Royal Oak.
That's right. We can tell you to go to hell.
Or go to Royal Oak.
With the very highest of standards.
That's right.
That's right. So there you go. Let's see. That is the sound of the CAC.
We might have a couple of them today.
Oh, boy, yeah. I mean, you know what we should might as well have is the CAC Hall of Fame in Royal Oak. Because what better place?
Starting with the mayor.
Oh, my God.
we'll put the building where the parking was.
How does he not get sued? You know, I mean, really, especially you're going after an Italian joint?
You're going after Andiamo's. I mean, what place has a better reputation than Andiamo's for high-scale Italian food? And he's going, their food is shit.
Yeah, I mean...
really, guys? Oh, okay.
Maybe, have you ever watched The Godfather, Mayor? You know, sometimes Italian friends have short fuses. You know, and if they find you somewhere in the Arizona desert with your arm over here and your leg over there, oh well.
They like cement.
I guess you can't run for re-election. You know, maybe we can show you our good friend Mr. Hoffa.
Yeah.
You suck!
We can find him.
Yeah, no kidding. Talking about finding. What we can do is we can find the paperwork today that Mark has nicely put together for us. But the thingy that we're taking a look at, how do you have five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Cleveland Indians on an all-star team? You know, and you have one Tiger, and you got the wrong Tiger. What the hell?
Well, the problem with the Tigers is they were all the wrong Tigers.
I mean, it was a process of elimination because, I mean, you have Martin. He's on the injured reserve.
Yep.
He's playing pretty good. Castellanos just hurt his wrist, so that's probably one of the reasons why they didn't pick him.
How bad did he get?
Well, I mean, it's to the point where it probably had something to do with their decision as far as not picking Castellanos.
How did they know?
We went to make the selection.
Yeah, really, before he hurt his wrist.
He hurt his wrist like on Friday.
That's true.
So that might have had something to do with it. Okay, so you take those two guys, the two most productive offensive guys out of the equation. Who do you go to from there?
Chan Hicks.
Well, but does he have enough at-bats to qualify? I mean,
yeah, he does.
Well,
sure
no,
he does.
I'm just saying for them to pick him for the All-Star game. Does he have enough at-bats?
I like him better than Abreu.
No, Abreu is a lot.
And the other thing is the White Sox had to have somebody, too.
Yeah, the White Sox. I mean,
who the hell are you going to
take there? Yeah, because the White Sox don't have a whole lot of talent going over there either.
Yeah, but so. You're going to have him as a starter?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was based on fan voting.
Abreu? Okay, well, so much for stuffing that ballot box. But really...
Yeah, they could go ahead and stuff it, couldn't they?
I guess there is... To have how many Cleveland Indians and how cool do you think that team is? Then again, you have the Detroit representative. Do you think he's anywhere near an All-Star?
No.
Not even close.
Nope.
But here we go. Process of elimination. Who do you take after Martin and Castellanos? There ain't anybody. You go to the... I don't know. You put everybody's picture on a board and throw a dart. After that,
do you have to have one representative for?
Absolutely, yes. You have to have one from each team, and you know otherwise you're looking at Mike Fiers maybe.
Yeah, ooh. Fulmer hasn't produced enough.
No. You have nobody in you have nobody on this team that's an All-Star.
No, that's the problem.
But the bottom line. You know, yeah. So if you start doing elimination kind of thing, I guess you show up to Hicks. What's he hitting, 306? He's got enough bats.
But he's a first baseman. You know, you look at first baseman in the American League, you know, obviously Abreu got voted in, so you can't do anything there.
But and I bet you there's a lot more, there's probably a lot better first basemen out there other than Hicks.
Sure.
Yeah, but you gotta. He's going to ride the pine anyways. He ain't going to get a bat.
Yeah.
You know, but if you got to put somebody, put him.
But it doesn't matter because no matter who you pick off the Tigers, they're not going to play a crucial role anyway. So,
yeah.
I mean, if Jimenez comes in, he's in for one batter, he's out.
If that, and there goes the home run.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, when he comes in now, do you feel secure? You know, that he's going to be shut down?
He's pitched as much as anyone else, yeah.
He's pitched, I mean.
All-star?
Out of the bullpen.
No, not all-star.
Out of the bullpen, he's been their best pitcher out of the bullpen.
Right.
Okay, good luck.
So, yeah. I mean, if...
You have to take somebody.
Right. And so if you're taking a pitcher out of the bullpen, he's your best guy.
You know what I think they should do? I mean, thank God they stopped that stupid shit about, you know, whoever wins gets home field advantage.
Right.
What I think they should do, but they got to spice it up. So I think whoever wins the World Series. Makes life easier. Do you really want to go for it?
See, I disagree. I think what they should do is they should say, okay, everybody that's on the losing team, they have to get spanked, and then they're off on suspension for a month.
Yeah, but some may like it. Next.
That's true.
Okay. So, I mean, just it's the dumb thing is with TV, with cable, with interleague play, this is about as yawning as you can make it, even though I'm a traditionalist and I like to see it. I think it's cute, you know. But now that you expanded it to 12 days, you know, and 14 of those have to do with the baseball home run derby and the way you change that over and change that and change that, it's like, look, guy, one game, one night, there you go, have three nights, so you have a travel in, have the day, travel out. You know, to make this thing like a weak circus. You know, you're going to have all these guys going, oh, I'd like to play, but my knee hurts. And they're off to Florida for a week.
My crinkly hurts.
Yeah, but he's playing, though.
Yeah, he's playing on Sunday, so he's off the team.
Well, he's there, but he's not playing, right?
Right, because he's scheduled to start on Sunday before the Tuesday game.
So. Do they hold him back? Did the Tigers have one of these things? Where it's like you hold the guy back so he can be in the All-Star game, but then that puts your team perilously, you know, off in case they lose and it's close at the end. But I think that Houston is up high enough.
No, Seattle's right on their ass.
Yeah.
How far up are they?
Like a game,
half, I think.
Or two games.
Yikes. Now,
so
what do
that's
you do?
That's why Houston's not switching their schedule, their rotation. Now, if they were 10-12 games, they might let him skip and then let him go to the All-Star game, but they're not doing that.
All right, so Houston choking or Seattle rocking?
Seattle's rocking.
Seattle's playing really good.
You'd have to almost be undefeated in your last 12 games to make a move like this, right?
Yeah. Yep. And Houston, I mean, it's not that Houston's playing really bad. It's just that Seattle's playing really good.
Seattle's really good.
Yep. Seattle's on a roll.
And if I'm not mistaken here, there is no Seattle guys that are starting.
No, they're playing team baseball.
Yep.
Yeah, just a bunch of... and they have their starting catcher on the DL. Zunino's on the DL.
Now, Segura looks like he's probably going to make the team. He's on the vote-in thing. So
he's
having a fantastic year.
Yes.
Again.
Yep.
He's really developed. He
yeah, he came from
developed
Arizona.
Late.
He came from Arizona.
No, what? Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Didn't he play in Arizona for a year?
Well, actually, he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a cup of coffee, I think.
Yeah, I think just for a half a year or something. Yeah. But, And the thing about it was, is he was not the fielder that they thought he was going to turn out to be, and he's turned out to be an all-around good player.
Yes.
Base stealer, the whole nine yards. I think he's close to like 20 bases he stole now.
How is Mike Trout on there?
Well, you know what's really funny is Bryce is on here, and he's batting 200.
Yeah.
That's a plus. We want that.
Well, I mean, but here we go again. Here we go again.
Here's your
popularity contest.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's almost a anti-popularity thing, too, because you can vote in Detroit to stuff, you know, Harper on that team just so they have a lousy outfield, you know?
Well.
I mean, you can do the counter voting. It doesn't, I mean, I don't know about this fan voting thing. We've seen it long enough to go, no. You know, because you really load up teams, if this was important, you load up with starters that are marginal at best. You have people on name recognition. You know, Trout, name recognition. Aaron Judge, from what market are you coming from? You know?
Yeah.
The biggest.
Right. But, Judge, average-wise, 230.
Yeah.
235.
240.
Yeah. Trout, having a good year.
Yep.
J.D. Martinez,
having a great year.
Actually, Trout is having a year, I mean, a historically good year. When you look at his all his stats.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, I was looking at some of the stats for these guys. You know, I was checking them just to see, you know, if it was just a popularity thing. The American League, other than Judge, most of these guys are hitting really well.
Yeah. Mookie Betts, I mean, he was...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, even just Wilson Ramos is hitting close to 300, catching for Tampa.
Where the hell is Coco Crisp? Just on the name itself.
It's a cereal.
Yeah. I know. It's a great one.
Yeah, he used to play for Oakland. And played for Cleveland, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played all over the place, yeah.
In Boston, yeah.
Yeah, he played on really great teams.
Yeah.
You know? Way to go to him.
And even the National League... Markakis
having a career year.
Matt Kemp's having a good year. Yep. Arenado.
He's always good.
He's always, yeah. And
Crawford is just, he's really come on.
Right. At the beginning of the year, he couldn't hit a beach ball.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now he's like lights out. Javier Baez.
We saw what he did last week, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
He's amazing.
Yep.
Freddie Freeman, a potential MVP.
Right.
And Contreras started slow, but he's come on.
And the thing about it is he's been good his whole career in Atlanta, even though Atlanta was such a horrible team for all those years, he was always a career 300 hitter down there.
But he was a guy who was pretty good, and just year after year, he just progressed.
Right. But see, he's progressing as the team is getting better, too, though.
Yeah.
But even when the team was shitty, he was still good.
Yep.
And Wilson Contreras, another good hitting catcher in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I agree with most of these picks. other than Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper should be, he should be vacationing somewhere.
Thanks for the name recognition.
Right. He shouldn't even be playing. Somebody else should be there.
All these starters, how many actually make it to the game?
They should all be making it to the game.
Yeah, but how many is not going to come down with that? Ouch, my elbow.
But I think...
Well, someone's having.
Yeah.
It's the cats.
Well, put it this way. All these guys are healthy, so they should all go.
Yeah, but how many times have you seen that?
But I think they've instituted that thing now that if they don't show up, they get suspended thing.
Really?
I think. NHL's got that. If they don't show up, they get suspended. I'm not sure.
The NHL has got the weirdest damn All-Star game ever.
Yeah. Well, with the 3-on-3 and the
what is that stupid stuff? I mean, it doesn't make sense. How you make it? Nobody wants to see 3-on-3. They barely want to see you outside anymore. That chip has gone. It's cute, but now you got it 7 times a season in the same damn places they've always been. I'm surprised Detroit doesn't have a shot at it again this year.
This year is Boston and Chicago.
Yeah.
For the
Chicago, Buffalo, Edmonton. You know, how many times? We should really take a look, have the intern take a look. How many times on outdoor games, who's had it the most? Detroit?
Probably pretty close. And probably
4 times?
Well, yeah. Just think now, they could have it at Little Caesars Arena. They could open up the roof for it.
Please. Please.
And there'll probably still be some empty seats.
Open it a bomb with it. I mean, it's always amazing to me that they played it at the Big House. Cash grab all the way, kids?
Oh, yeah.
Can I see anybody that's skating around? I mean, as anybody who knows anything about hockey, it's you. Has this come and gone?
It's getting to the point that they're having too many of them. And the thing about it is they're having them in bigger and bigger arenas. Like when they had the Maple Leafs and the Red Wings at BMO Stadium, that was a more enclosed. It was only like 45,000.
Right. Only.
Well, but the one before that they had at the Big House, that was 110,000. There were seats where you had to have the Hubble telescope to see the ice. At least at BMO Stadium, you were closer.
You know where they should throw all the cameras? And you know who's got it right? It's not even an NHL property. Kraft has got it right, as far as we've seen. You know, when that Kraft, we play at your city.
Oh, the Kraft, yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
They have the contest, and then wins the...
If your city is
picked.
Yeah, then they give you all kinds of money, and then they
upgrade the stadium, upgrade the ice rink.
It's cute as hell. Oh, it's a great story. I mean, because all these are like, you know, Moose Wunderlunk, Ontario.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like the hometown hockey thing, you know.
Oh, it's cute.
Hometown.
It really is, because you have these little podunk, maybe 1,800 seat arenas, you know, that they just have like wood slats. Those are your seats, and that's where they have like the tier C country people come in and sing, you know. And then they come in. I mean, they give them like $100,000 or something. I mean, they really give them some cash.
Yeah, they have one for United States and they have one for Canada.
I think it's brilliant. The one for Canada is awesome, you know. I mean, it's really, they should play that up more. That is what I would like to see cameras in. Some little podunk city and some little podunk.
And what they should do, they should actually televise that game.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be a great game.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, to coming live from Moose Jaw Corners, you know, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, the rink is out like in a, you know, a city and then cornfields.
Yeah. Yeah. And it looks like it was built there in the 50s.
Right.
You know, and not really, you know, you can almost go to Port Huron, you know, in McMurrin Arena. I mean, that thing is built in 58 and it looks it. You know, I mean, it's clean. They keep it up. But, you know, probably. It could use a facelift.
It could use a couple dollars.
Yeah, just a tad. But you would think that you'd be right there, right next to Canada and stuff. How are you not having a team? How don't you have an IHL team there? You know? Yeah. My God, you'd think you have a draw from everywhere because there is no sports around there.
Yeah. You know? I just wonder, it's been a few years since I've been to, like, Windsor Arena. I wonder if they've really upgraded that one.
Where the Spitfires used to play or play or whatever?
Yeah, I wonder, because it's been a while since I've been over there to skate. Yeah, it's been probably 25 years, 30 years since I've been over to the old Windsor, the barn, they used to call it, over in Windsor Arena. I wonder if they've actually, you know, upgraded it and whatever.
You know what? If they're trying to do this outdoor game, because everybody remembers playing outdoors as a kid on the pond, blah, 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 blah. Find a river. Find a river that's frozen over. Put the nets up. What a game.
Well, matter of fact, in Ottawa, right outside of whatever they keep changing the damn names of the arenas, but right outside the capital in Ottawa, they got the Reno Canal. When that freezes over, you could have a game right outside on the Reno Canal there.
What did we see coming?
The fake capital of Canada. It should be Toronto. Just to throw that in, guys.
Should be Hamilton. But you know what it should be also is...
Should be Moose Jaw.
Why did we get some guy named Zaza for the Pistons?
Because we needed somebody that had a fancy name, so George Blaha can have a fun time saying
George
it.
Blah Blah?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at this, and I'm going, why? Who is this guy?
Because he was cheap.
Good, that's what we need. Cheap, bad players. You know? I mean, I don't remember him doing anything that is rocking and rolling.
Well, they're comparing him as the next Bill Laimbeer.
Who? Zaza?
Yeah.
How?
But not in the scoring way.
In the
dirty way.
Cries to the official way?
No, in the dirty way.
So...
He likes to hack and trip players. And
step on their feet.
And step on their feet and do little antics on the floor. So, you know, stuff like that. So they're comparing him to Bill Laimbeer, you know, doing little shit on the
floor. Yeah, but Laimbeer could score.
Well,
you know,
he's Bill Laimbeer Jr.
Yeah, but you got another tutu here. You know, you got somebody who's supposed to be this fierce little guy that can only do one thing. You know, I mean, what are you playing, bad boy, Broad Street Bully basketball?
Well, but here we go again. The Pistons are nickel and diming for players because they have no salary cap.
Yep.
They got to get the players that they can get for the money that they have.
Aren't they over already?
No. They're right at the... Because they can afford him because they got rid of Eric Moreland. They dumped his $2.5 million or whatever salary he had so they can get... Zaza.
Zaza.
Yeah. Zaza Gabor. So they can
Zaza,
fit, they can fit his salary in with Calderon. They can fit those two salaries by getting rid of Moreland.
Why did the Warriors let him go?
Because
one-dimensional can't do anything but step on people's feet. I could step on people's feet for less than 2.4.
Well, because the Warriors signed
everybody,
DeMarcus Cousins, for $5 million. So they had to dump salary. See, everybody, you know, they sign somebody, dump somebody, sign somebody, dump somebody. That's how the NBA is now. Okay. We're $3 million over the cap, so we signed this guy. We gotta dump somebody.
But $5 million for a guy that might not play till February.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
They said maybe Christmas, but I think that's pushing it.
That's really pushing it. It's your Achilles.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that's really gonna Achilles you.
Yeah.
You know, plus he's a big. He's 270. Coming down on that Achilles. Yeah.
He's gonna have to go to. Weight Watchers.
Hey, here we go. Trump administration announced $200 billion in new, brand new Chinese goods. Forget about that other old tariff and the other tariff after that. Here's $200 billion more, and I will raise you, you know, a world depression. Here we go.
This sounds like a...
Sounds like a Kenny problem.
Don't point to me.
It sounds like they're playing like...
They've already played.
No, they sound like they're playing poker.
And they're getting poked.
Well, yeah, really. You poker, I'll poke you.
I see your tariff and I raise you another tariff.
Yeah, really. But you know, the cool thing is, I'm smiling because it forced Tesla to buy or to make a factory over there. Make my stocks, my two shares, rise. You know?
Good luck with that. Would you pay for it in Bitcoin or what?
Yeah, but you notice that you can get Bitcoins now in stores? I mean, they have like Bitcoin ATMs now?
Oh, really?
Yes, sire. And it's like, no. I don't understand. How can you make your own currency?
You can.
Okay, let's start.
Yeah. Now somebody will take it. What the hell?
Okay.
Let's make it happen.
All
right. We'll put coins with naked ladies on it.
Ooh.
That's why everybody would want ours. There's some serious currency. And like if, let's see, like some boobs would be like a nickel. Anal would be like our $1 million thing. And then we take it everywhere thing in between. There you go. Ooh, the rare. Ooh, I'll give you an anal and a hand job for that nice new Lincoln over there. Why, sure. What a steal.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm thinking. It's the crinkly currency. I mean, then you got coin collectors, and then this is like the rare, you know, swallow job, you know, that was minted incorrectly. Or you could see she like spit on her tongue.
Oops. Yeah, there was only 10 of those minted.
And they were all before you got married.
Those are rare.
Yeah, no kidding, they're rare. No, it's the coin that says sex after marriage. It's the rarest one ever.
You know, they've scientifically proven that there's one food that can kill the sex drive in a woman. It's called wedding cake.
There you go. Amen, brother. It's like, yeah. Anytime that you used to be thin went out the window after I do.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, there you go. Spoken like two married men. Oh, wait a minute. Two not married men. Okay, you want to go to Z? There's no really... No big deal there. He's got back issues. Thank God he's not going to be playing. Don't play Zetterberg. Don't play Zetterberg. Don't play Zetterberg.
Well, see the thing about Zetterberg not playing now, and everybody's going crazy. Oh, he's gonna go on long term.
Yes.
IR.
Yes.
And he's gonna save the Red Wings, you know, all this money. He's only making $1 million this year.
You know what it is? I don't give a damn if he's making 50 cents. He's clogging a spot. Go away.
Well, that's the only thing that would be a saving grace for the Red Wings is maybe somebody from the Griffins can come up and
but
play.
But here's the thing, though. If he doesn't play Mr. Opus's Holland is going to sign another old veteran player to take the spot. Some crank, you know, guy's like bent over and walks with a crutch.
He'll bring back Commodore.
Oh, hey, yeah.
There you go. Come on by. I like your hair.
Yep.
Looks like my hair. Oop, yep. I'm dead already.
With that XXX helmet that you have to wear to cover that.
God. Jeez, oh, Pete. Talk about... I never understood, except for it's easy to pronounce. Why in God's name would you even get this guy? But if Zetterberg does not play, you know, you got an open spot to come on in with somebody else. And, you know what we should do? You ready? We're going to do Treef Livia. We're going to do Leaf Trivia. Okay. Worst, in the modern era, worst captain for the Leafs. Tick, tick, tick. There's got to be one. Tick, 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 tick.
Wow.
Our show.
Why don't you let me think about that and I'll answer it the next show. I can't think of one that was really bad.
Funny enough how that worked out. All right.
Well, there we go.
There you go.
Wendell Clark was a good one. Dave Keon was probably the best.
True that. All right, so here we go.
Doug Gilmore.
All right, even though there's never ever been a bad Red Wing captain, Zetterberg is now coming out. The worst captain ever. I can't think in Detroit history, even Brad Park wasn't as bad as Zetterberg. You know, Zetterberg lived on Pavel's back. I mean, you notice Z by himself ain't worth at all. What has he done? He's a pylon. He doesn't really score. Oh, he scored a lot last year. No, not for your captain, he didn't. You know, he's teaching those kids how to work. Really? And you guys ended up where last year? Then you're not a really good teacher. So, go on. I mean, really, this could be another Cabrera move.
Well, you know, there's been, shit about Z all along. I mean, the rumors of the Swedish Mafia, stuff like that. I mean, it just...
He's gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There you go. Yeah, but now you get all kinds of people from Ferndale. What? He is. Let's go. Swish. Get my dress.
And the people from Royal Oak are saying, no parking here.
Yep.
We didn't have parking.
People wouldn't walk a block to see Zetterberg. Thank you, Mayor.
Nope. That's right. Okay. If he shows up here, nobody's going to stop because there's no parking.
Yes, that's true. Nothing wrong with that. That's However, right. There is something wrong with being a crappy captain. And I don't know how he got... I mean, was it another Illich process of elimination? Why is he captain? Especially, how long has he been captain? How many years now? 3?
Since Lidstrom left.
Yeah, 4? Yeah. 5? 10? You know?
Lidstrom left...
1934
years ago?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
And what have you done as a captain? Your team has been going lower and lower and lower under your tutelage, bub. Which, even though it has to do with all the other things, too.
But the problem is, if he's not the captain, there's not very many candidates to become captain.
Hey, how about Nicholas Cronwall? Maybe Johnny Erickson? Hey.
Hey. Whoa. There you go.
Or you can be like the Maple Leafs and just not have a captain.
Well, that's why they're so crappy.
Just have 3 assistants.
Which is dumb, too. You need a captain.
Alternate captains. Excuse me.
You need a captain. There's not to have a captain is stupid. Just like being your goaltender is your captain. Stupid.
Roberto Luongo.
What is up with Vancouver still?
When he was with Vancouver, he was the captain. And I'm like...
Oh, God.
Now, really? you need a captain like Dan Maloney. Oh. That's what you need.
Dan Maloney.
There you go. No. He was good for your team. He led them to all the championships.
Just ask Brian Glennie, he'll tell you all about it.
There you are. You know, I mean, really, who else you got? You know what, really, this new kid turns out to be whatever he says he is. This Philip kid? Philip? Yeah.
If he gets to play.
Yeah, I mean, how does that work? He is... part of this team? No, he's part of this team. So the NHL won't let him come in and play this year? What the hell? You know, he signed number 6. Why did you let him get signed then? You know, I mean, to me, that's just like, how does that work,
yeah,
Mark?
Well, they said that he was loaned to the EC something league, and then, so then they won't let him... go play with the Griffins.
But what is that? He's signed. He's a pro now.
Well, the thing about it is, technically, Holland, listen to me. There's plenty of room on the Red Wings. Just bring the kid up and let him play.
Yeah. Oh, he's got it. He's got to earn it.
There's plenty of room on the Red Wings. Let him play.
I hope he's not 31 yet. 31, then they bring him up from the Griffins.
By the time he's 31, he'll be no good, Holland.
Yeah, but look at all those Calendar Cups that we win. Whee!
Holland!
And look how many players on the depth charter ahead of him.
Zetterberg.
Holland, how many goals did you score last year? Not enough. Watch the Maple Leafs.
Honestly, God, when he...
let the kids play.
You should have stopped with the backup goalie. Because once you got Mr. V back again, and once you got you-know-who back again with a big G there. You know, why? Incredible amount of why. And it's like, well, there has never been any team that's been all rookies and all youngsters that it's ever gone to the top.
Anybody you're not going to the top, asshole. I'm sorry, cack.
Have you watched the Maple Leafs, Mr. Holland? They're all young kids. The oldest one is 27, and it's now Mr. Tavares. He's the oldest one on that team.
Well, Detroit is still now the oldest NHL team still.
Again, right. Yep. Because you got Cronwall. He's 385 and a half years old with one knee.
Go away. I mean, really, you want a victory lap? We'll stand up and we'll give you a cheer for 5 minutes. Just get the hell out.
Right, with all 18 people in the stands because the rest of them will be empty.
I mean, bring back Ouellette, even though you can't.
He signed already. He's gone. I know. Maybe Montreal will send them back to you. I think Montreal. Was it Montreal?
Toronto.
No, Toronto's going to sign them.
Toronto's got them again.
That would be a good signing for Toronto. Ouellette is not a bad defenseman.
Really?
Dumbass Dubis, you should have signed him.
You just say, again, I mean, I know we talk about this, but how in God's name did the Canadians fall that hard? Whee!
Oh, my God.
So, of all the original six, how many have fallen hard? Detroit, Montreal, Chicago.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
You know.
Rangers.
Rangers definitely down. You know, so then what do you have? Boston and Toronto?
Yeah.
And I don't think Boston's in any great shakes now.
Boston's just flatlined. Yeah. They haven't done a whole lot. And they lost a couple of players, but they got a couple of rookies that are coming up, but who knows how that's going to work out. But Boston lost Riley Nash. You will regret that, Boston. Riley Nash.
You know
what? Fourth line center, you will regret that. Mark my words.
And then trade your 6'9" guy now, you know, for whatever you can get for the guy. You know, because there's some dumbass team, Vancouver will take him for 2 draft choices high.
He's very, you know, very, very slow.
He's awful. He's no.
Yeah.
He was cool at one time about 6 years ago, and now not so much.
Yep.
You know, and that was a Willie Horton kind of thing. He's just going to stay around until he's terrifically bad. You know, yikes.
And don't send him to Toronto. Toronto don't want him.
Yeah, but
Red Wings will take him. Huh.
Yeah,
he'll just be another pylon.
Red Wings will sign him for 10 years.
They'll pair him up with
Erickson.
Cronwall.
And Erickson.
Erickson, yeah.
Yeah. They'll have a 6'7" guy and a 6'9" guy.
You're wondering, you know, you're just hoping to God. But you know what, really? We saw Erickson. He was at Randazzo's. He's nowhere near 6'4". You know? I mean, we seen him. I went up close to him, and me being 6'9", you know? I mean, he's shorter than... He was probably maybe 6'2", maybe. I mean, what do they bill him as? 6'4"?
Yeah.
No chance. No chance. Maybe with 4-inch skates.
I mean, technically, he's supposed to be the biggest guy on the team other than Anthony Mantha.
But he's not big. He's skinny kid.
Well, maybe that's, so. Maybe that's what his wife says.
However, if you have another Bertuzzi, which they're hoping to God he's his uncle, and he's nowhere near his uncle, you know?
He's got to get an awful bad attitude to be like his uncle.
If Toots didn't kill that guy... You know, would he had that reputation? Would he stayed that long? You know, would he still have been an NHL player when Detroit got him?
Yeah, you know, probably.
Would he have been out of the league? I mean, he would be serviceable, but nothing that you would want to go after. It's like, ooh, we got Bertuzzi.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
But the thing about it is, when he was with the Red Wings, he didn't really score a whole lot during the 60 minutes. He scored mostly during the shootouts.
Yeah, but he was supposed to be the enforcer guy, the one that everyone's going to fear.
No.
You know, put Bertuzzi, because I don't remember him getting a ton of penalty minutes.
No.
You know?
He was nowhere near a Probert or a Koser.
You know, you're wondering now, and I forget the gentleman's name, the black fellow that's on Detroit now, you know, who's in the minors coming up.
I think his name is something Smith.
How many stories are we going to get You know, I mean, you can almost see it already. All right, just let the guy play. You know, see if he's any good. He's supposed to be a battler. You know, how many Jackie Robinson stories are we going to get? You know, I mean, forget about that angle. We probably understand how this is all going to go. Just can the guy, allegedly, he can play. You know, allegedly, he's pretty good.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be a Class A fighter, too, so.
Can you imagine if Detroit...
He's definitely not a tutu, okay?
If you got a fighter back in Detroit that you didn't have to show Probert videos over and over and over again, you know, I mean, as long as you can still get a two-minute roughing, you know, penalty out of... What's drop glove is five, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't drop gloves, it's discretionary? But yep. Does anybody fight not dropping gloves?
Well, if you drop the gloves and just sort of wrestle around and don't throw any punches, it's discretion whether...
Yeah, but if you're at that point, unless somebody is pulling the sweater over you, you know, you're ready to duke. If you're dropping them, you know you're already one game closer to suspension. So you better pay off, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, it's rare to be able to find a guy that can fight and...
But can you fight anymore?
Yeah, you can still fight. It's just that you have to do it a little different way now. You can't just be chasing guys around the ice anymore.
Yeah, but that's the fun part. See, that's what people want. You know, people want a quarter-mile drag race, and they want fighters back in the NHL. We've already had our fill with European style. Nobody gives a fuck, you know? Well, we want somebody that can punch.
If you want fighting to be put back in NHL, you have to take the...
Instigator rule out.
And yep. Then let the guys on the ice take care of it.
Pound. Everybody gets back. Everybody gets to draft one guy in a supplemental thing who's just a fighter. Just a cement head. You know, get somebody from the Rivermen. Or the, yeah. Peoria Rivermen.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe the BC two-hander will be coming back. But talking about what's not coming back is Jim Brandstetter. You
loser.
Suck. You've always sucked. You suck. I mean, I don't know how you crush your wife, you big fat pig. You know? I mean, God, Robbie Timmons, it's like, ugh. I think you guys have one sexual position. You know? None. I mean, you're not a good... Never has been a good broadcaster, ever. And if you think Lomas Brown is an upgrade, that just shows how much of a dickweed you guys are, Detroit Lions. You have, I mean, if the old bag is like, hey, another black guy, I like this, you know? No, he can't speak. Lomas Brown, no. You know,
he must have got Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, he's more articulate, you know? Lomas Brown can't put two thoughts together. And then Detroit's like, oh, well, you know, it's really too bad we had to say goodbye to Jim, but we're getting a 7-time Pro Bowl, 14 season. Who gives a damn? You know, he tossed like Tracy Morgan. That's what he tossed like. I mean, it can't... what's he talking to? You think he's going to get boozed? You know? I mean, who are they going to pair him up with? Chapman? Because now what you've got right now is another Al Kaline. Yup.
Well, they said they wanted a new direction. I'm sorry, new...
Down.
New direction. That's right.
Straight down.
Maybe they should have hired New Direction.
Oh, witty. Very witty. I'll give you applause.
I don't know if that would have been an upgrade either, but, you know, what the hell?
Well, you know what? They wanted a new direction, and they're firm on it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why are they... Is this another one where it's like we should have a white guy, black guy in the booth?
Probably.
You know, because in this way, if we have a black guy in the booth, that means a lot more black listeners will listen.
And if anyone kneels for the national anthem, then...
There you go. You know, it's like, look, Lomas Brown is not the most articulate of men I've ever heard. You know, I don't even think he's got that much football knowledge. He has enough football knowledge of the Detroit Lions version of football. And if you think that's enough to get you around, I don't think so. Shit, you might as well get Kirk Gibson.
So basically, Lomas Brown is the Mickey Redman of football.
No, Mickey Redman. It's actually good. You got the Rod Allen of football.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right.
You know? Wasn't that, Lomas Brown the one who came out a few years ago and said, yeah, I didn't like Scott Mitchell, so every once in a while I'd let the guy through and
yeah,
smack
this
him.
Is this is a guy you want. You know, is that brilliant?
He exemplifies lionism, right? You know? Yeah, just let him through. Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't. Has he broadcast anywhere?
No.
No.
He's only been on. What, Channel 2 doing the sports edge or whatever after...
The sports unauthorities?
It's not like...
The unauthorities.
Yeah.
It's not like Jim Brandstetter was costing $15 million a year, you know? But you know goddamn well he's going to go right back to U of M football.
Yeah.
You know, boom, he's going to go in that booth, and he's really going to let it hang out. Because wasn't he doing both at one time?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, why did you go to the Lions? You don't have Brandy. You don't have pro football experience to go from.
And you never know when that lousy organization is going to stab you in the back.
Like this time, yeah. It's like, yeah, come on in, and we notice your contract's up, and so are you. Get out. And it's like, whoa.
No, they didn't tell him get out. He had to call them. Class move, right?
Yeah.
He said, okay, I'm ready to do the deal again. Oh, no. What? What?
Yeah. Yeah. And then to throw him under the bus like that?
Yeah, and the thing about it was, is when he called, he had the option of saying, well, you know, I want to re-up, but I want more money. I want this. I want this. No, just leave the contract the same. I don't want any extra money. I don't want nothing. Just re-up the same contract for the next 3 years.
Let me pay you.
Nope.
That's okay. But, I mean, Lomas Brown is no... I mean, where did you look at his audition tape? You're right. The Channel 2 thing? He's not... I think he got a couple more hits in the helmet than we think. He's not brilliant. I mean, I can't wait for him to start in preseason because we're going to tee off all Lions season long.
There might be another member to the CAC Hall of Fame.
But it's not like his fault. I mean,
no, it's not his fault.
How he is. I mean, people in the CAC Hall of Fame do khaki things.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is just not qualified.
No.
You know, you might as well bring Riz and Ratzo back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord.
You know? See what they're doing. Maybe they can do football, too. You know, because really, Lomas Brown is the type of guy that says definitely every fourth word. Definitely, we're going to definitely go out and definitely get hit and definitely... You know, Pettigrew's not doing nothing. He's cooling his heels in some jail somewhere. Bring him back.
Bring back Titus Young. Now, that would be an interesting broadcast. Huh?
I would go for that. That's a direction I would go for.
That's a new direction.
Oh, baby. I mean, talk about you don't know what's coming out of that booth. You know, and Chapman is just... But Chapman is... They're going to play him up as this big emotional... Oh, my God! You know? And Lomas Brown is the total opposite. He is definitely the Al Kaline here.
He talks like in monotone.
Yup. Yup. And he's a big fat dude. You know, yup, yup, yup. That's all he is. He's going to yup.
Definitely yup.
I mean, did you talk about this with Chapman? Because now Chapman's got full reign. He doesn't have to go back and forth, and he doesn't have to pause. You know? He has... Because Loma's going, yup. I need a sub sandwich, yup. I need a full ham, yup. Just give me the pig, yup.
Yeah, during the commercial. Go get me a beer.
He can hang out. He
give
can
me a
hang
case.
Out. He can hang out with Kate Upton, right?
That's right. Both two fat pigs. Wait, do I have a pig noise here somewhere? Right here. There you go. That's one of them.
That's close enough.
Yeah. I'm surprised I don't have a piggy snort somewhere. Oh yes, I do. There you go.
Ask and you shall receive.
We got plenty here for you. See? That's right. What? There you are. Anyways, go pick one, Mark.
Well, I mean, since we're talking football,
Oh wait, do you got that thing about the statue that can't be covered? It can't be taken away in Jacksonville.
No, I didn't do that. But the NFL Player Association now is filing a grievance against the league for the national anthem thing. Though.
For what?
Because they weren't.
Part of the negotiations. That's right.
Yeah, they weren't. They weren't asked to be part of the. They weren't asked about the. You know, when they implemented that rule, they weren't asked about it. So now they're filing a grievance.
So what do they got to say about it? Nothing.
Well, no. Now they want the league to have closed door meetings to find a better solution to the problem.
It's a Trump problem. Shut up and just go. Nobody gives a damn except for that towel head, you know?
Yeah, so the NFL Players Association wants to meet with the...
Just drop it, because you're going to have ass wipe there in the White House. Now he's going to see that it's back in the news. He's going to kick ass. All those banjo-playing hill people are going to be going, that's right, they're disrespecting the flag.
Well,
look,
see, that's
let
what
it
I'm saying.
Fucking die.
The NFL should have never even implemented the thing. They should just left it alone.
Yep. Yep. Yes.
But now since they did this... Now they've taken the gas can and poured it right on the fire.
Nobody
again.
Gave a damn, you know, until Trump said something. And then it was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He's a president. You know? Well, I got to get this corn cob up my ass here first. But he's a president.
Yep.
And that's, he said it was, and so it must be, even though it had nothing to do with what it really was about. But I'm too fucking stupid to understand that. So, whatever you said, it is, I guess, true.
Yep. So now the Player Association is filing a grievance against the league. So now the Player Association is pissed off because they didn't confer with them before they implemented the rule. And now the Player Association wants to have a meeting with the league to find a better solution to what rule.
And here comes Trump again.
And it's like... You it guys should happen. Just let this alone.
Let
you guys
it
should
die.
Just let should just not even done anything.
No,
and just let
cares.
It alone.
That's
but now right. Here we go with the shitty. You know what's going to happen? You guys are going to lose all your freaking viewers.
Yeah, but it has something to do with it. It has to do with your shitty games.
Well, but what know? I'm saying is they keep losing viewers because they keep bringing up bullshit.
No, it's because I'll say it. It's because of this. It has not. Do you, how many people you go? You know, I really want to see. Let's see. Arizona, Seattle, but they take a kneel. Fuck that! I ain't gonna watch it.
But
it's a shit game.
But it's just adding to it. You know, they keep with the bullshit with the national anthem. They have 80 billion freaking commercials.
Yeah, that absolutely. That's the point.
They just keep adding more and more
and
bullshit
more
to these
bullshit,
games.
And then like the Deflategate and all the bullshit.
Right.
About
that's what I'm saying. You know, sooner or later. Everybody's going to watch Lassie or something and say, fuck you people,
yeah,
and not watch the games.
And here's the 42nd thing that I have. They have the new owner in Jacksonville because the old owner got booted out because of all kinds of... He settled out of court out of a lot of different bad things that he did.
Yeah,
but what he did was he put a statue of himself in front of the stadium. The new guy wants it out of there. The NFL says, nope. Yeah, it's got to stay. Because it was part of the contract. So if the NFL is going to keep this guy's contract in there, I mean his statue there in front, so everybody can see going into Jacksonville Stadium that this guy was super creep and it got kicked out because of you, the NFL, you know, you should either blow up the statue, put a bag over it, or own up to it.
I was going
to
say, that's what tarps are made for.
There is something wrong with the NFL. I mean, Goodell is going to be either Roselle was really incredible, or Goodell is one of the worst. Got next to Bettman, a guy that is snatching defeat from the from the jaws of victory.
Yeah, because wasn't that owner had to get rid of the team because he did inappropriate things in the office?
Multiple.
Sexual whatever,
right.
All that crap.
And the NFL is going to say, well, we got to let it stay. It says so in the contract.
And look at the statue. Look at the bulge of his pants. He's looking at you, lady.
An 80-year-old bald.
Does it go on the corner,
oh, my
too?
God. It's crinkly. In front of the Houston Astrodome, there's a picture of Crinkly and Fatty. There you go. Talking about going. Jeez, oh, Peter, we late. So, Ken Pockett, what didn't we talk about in 55 seconds?
Well, we didn't talk about the Tigers' shortstop of the future because everyone knows that when Jose Iglesias gets traded at the trading deadline, that they're going to shift Dixon Machado over to shortstop. Oops! Dixon Machado got cut last week. DFA'd him, pulled him off the 40-man roster, and he has no future because the guy can't hit the broadside of a barn. So now the question is, okay, this team has no options for shortstop. What you gonna do?
They got a guy in high A.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, maybe they can always put Nico in. They got him at second. Oops.
There it is.
I got a feeling we're gonna see Mr. Iglesias back here next year.
Yeah, for whatever money he wants.
Yep.
Mark Milicek, our sport director here at CK, what did we not talk about in 21 seconds?
The NFL has a new rule as far as when it snows.
18.
You can't clear the snow.
You can't clear the snow?
You can't clear the snow when it comes to the area where you the kicker kicks the ball.
Then how are you going to see the yard lines?
No. I mean, like, if the guy's lining up to kick a field goal or something.
Yeah.
Before, you could have somebody go out there and, you know, clear the little area where the guy's holding the ball.
You know, what kind of stupid rule is this? You're going to get somebody hurt. You know, what, so you can watch somebody slip and fall on their butt?
No, they're calling it the... There was a game back in 82 or something that...
Oh, my God.
Where the New England Patriots had the actual guy go out there with the broom.
Yeah. So what?
Well, I guess they had a game last year where they had somebody go out and clear the field for the field goal kicker to kick the extra
point. So what?
They said no more.
NFL games are getting more and more like that Idiocracy show, All My Balls.
It is impermissible for grounds crew or any other personnel to clear away snow for a field goal try, field goal try, punt, or kickoff. A penalty will be 15 yards.
But why? Who wanted this rule change?
Somebody wanted a change.
Oh my God. Here's a reason.
The NFL is just changing all sorts of shit.
That's what always to the worst. But always to the worst. It's every time we have to leave you. So we will see you again. We'll be on Podbean, PODBAN, CKIW, and now we're actually doing advertisements for the Sports Authority. So we'll see you around the world. Till that time, for the Super CPA, Ken Pockett, and our Sport Director, Mark Milicek, John Sarver says, see you next week.